Would you mind introducing yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Carrie Walterton. I am the Senior Accessibility Designer at Rebellion.
Carrie, we're here at the Accessible Gaming Symposium. It's been a very exciting, very busy day. There's another one ahead of us. What do you think the symposium means to the wider gaming industry?
Well, one of the things that it definitely symbolizes is the fact that we are pushing forward with accessibility in games a lot. The fact that we're having this collaboration that has industry folk, researchers, gamers who experience disabilities, it's fantastic to see that collaboration. And I think it just means that there is going to be more inclusivity in games going forward. There's this passion, this room full of passionate, amazing people that want to make games as accessible as possible. So it's really great to just be in that atmosphere and to see everything.
And put everyone together, like yeah. This amazing group of people together that really want to see the change in the
exactly.
industry.
Yeah.
So what would be your, I guess, the best thing you've taken away from today's sessions?
I think one of the best things that I took away was actually something really actionable, which is having collaborations with universities on doing accessibility research projects, not only to help support students and get more people involved, but to also help train up that pool of applicants for accessibility roles, because it's growing and it's becoming more important. And that kind of pool of people who are sort of able to provide that consultancy and able to fill those roles is very limited at the moment. So by doing that, we are, part one of it is knowledge sharing. You know, we're able to support putting research papers out into the world that people can then use as reference. But it also just helps the next kind of generation.
And that's the thing, they're the future of the gaming industry. So if you're setting them up to think about accessible
exactly.
gaming and accessibility, mm-hmm. they're going to be at the forefront in their companies going hey, but what about mm-hmm. the visually impaired gamer? What about a gamer that maybe has issues with mobility or mm-hmm. someone who's deaf?
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's amazing. And my role at Rebellion was new this year, and a lot of it is that kind of advocacy and that building awareness and having someone in the company that can dedicate that time to the research and then educate everybody and say, accessibility touches everything. It's not just limited to our games. It's also sort of it's part of EDI. Who have we got in the company? How accessible is our website? Do we have other content that we're putting out? How accessible are our streams as well that we're doing and our social media stuff? So yeah, I think it's great to be training up those people to kind of make it more of a bigger deal and give more people the opportunity to research these things as well. Because there's so much that we just don't yet know the answer to, because it's one big set of problems that need solving.
And sharing knowledge will yeah. take us there to get all the answers.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to RNAB Connect Radio.
No worries. Thank you very much for having me.